Blog Talk Radio.
To a brand new Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne, and we have a wonderful Thursday, July 8th, 2021 today. We are very sorry we had to cancel the show on Thursday the 1st last week, and we are aware we have canceled a few shows lately, but we are so happy to be here with you again, and we do our best to always be with you. Just know that sometimes life comes a little bit in between. We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and we always love to talk to you. So call in for questions, share a story with us, chat about anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, it's important that you press 1 on your device, because otherwise we respect you and we won't pick up your call, but we can see. So if you are in the queue and you want to talk with us, please press 1. Or why not listen live and text chat with us during our show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a chat room in there and a player, and you can listen live without calling in, and you can text chat with us. But of course, even if you call in, you can text chat with us. If we have any information we want to share with you, we usually share that, links and things of that nature, in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece this time. It's really hot here. It's wonderful. I just love it. I have nothing more to say about it. It's fantastic. So I came past Sunday here. On today's show, we are going to talk about astrology, how the planets impact us. That's kind of interesting because there are a few things that are ongoing. So stay tuned. And, of course, we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And as I said, we really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And remember to press 1. If you are in the queue and you want to talk with us live on the show. Or you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. We are always a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And on today's show, as I mentioned, we will talk about astrology, how the planets impact us. But they actually do, so it's a very intriguing topic. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, and we love to interact with you. So call in at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587. Press 1 if you want to talk with us live on the show. And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, any and all spiritual topics like today, astrology. And we are proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and growing, so we are Basically, we have listeners on all continents, all over the globe. Thank you so much. We are so honored that you want to listen to our show. You can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now, I'm eager to bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful Soul Sister, Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm okay. Yes, it... Oh, my God. It's frying pan hot, guys. But then we got a little moisture, too. So we've been getting some storms here, but not a lot of rain. We're getting a lot of wind and dust and, you know, the back porch is always dirty and I'm constantly sweeping off the dirt at my house. And, yeah, that's fun. So,
I bet. So your weather is a little bit hotter than here in Rhodes, but we are on the same, exactly at the same line, so to speak, that crosses all around the globe.
Yes, ma'am.
But
yep.
This is an island and you are in the desert. That's the difference.
Yes. You get that beautiful salt air, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm coming.
So
to you,
everybody listening in, I know you're coming and I'm waiting for you. I'm eager to have you here.
I'm eager to get
there. So everybody listening in, I know we have a few callers already, so we try to be fast today so we can get to your calls. And there's still room, so get your spot in the queue now. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and remember to press 1 if you want to talk with us live on the show. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And, of course, you can find out everything there is about our radio, Scrolls of the Soul Radio, at scrollsofthesoul.com, scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what last show was all about, Sissy.
Oh, geez. Last show. It was Biorhythm, right? I'm just, and tuning forks. I'm just verbally checking with you because it feels like it was forever.
Yes, you're correct.
Before I do, I'd like to extend a thank you to all of you guys for bearing with us and coming back. And we really honor that. And I want to let you know just a little quick statement. I lost a family member this past week. And so I had a service I had to attend. So that's why we had to cancel the week before. So, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, things will stabilize for Anne and me, and we'll be on every week as we usually are, because we absolutely love you guys and we love what we do and we honor you. So thank you for having trust in us. And I just wanted to let you know a little bit about why we missed the show last week. So
thank you, Sissy. And, you know, life happens. And sometimes life is not very nice, but it is what it is. So, we can't predict
that
everything,
is.
So to speak.
No, we can't, you know, we sure can't. So, but, you know, but we can love each other and love hard and love each other, you know, make sure we always say that to one another. So, okay. So the week before, which is 3 weeks ago, actually, right? Two or three? Two? I don't know.
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. it was Tuning Forks and Biorhythm Healing. You know, this one will probably step into a little bit more. Again, I presume, and the reason I say that is it's, you know, we barely got into the topic just because we want to respect our callers and our listeners. So it could end up being a part two just because there's more information. So just throwing that out as a possible future reference but biorhythm healing in a nutshell, and tuning forks. Basically, the tuning forks are used. They vibrate at different levels, so to speak, and they the organs, our organs also vibrate at different levels. So the tuning forks are really an amazing tool to use for the whole human body. And usually when you first start, it's usually one tuning fork, right? And then you realize that it's, you know, you need the full set because it does help with the chakras. It helps align the chakras. Even though Reiki healing does that, now the tuning forks, those can come in and start working specifically on organs and the skeletal structure. So it's something we enjoy. I absolutely love it. I know Anne loves it, and our clients really enjoy it. It's an extension of Reiki, so you have to kind of further your education because it's a sound healing. And basically everything is sound. You know, the planet is sound. The, you know, the plants are sound, right?
Go ahead, yes, Sophie. Yes. And you know what? Our body contains, I don't know how many percentages, 80 or 90% liquid, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Of course, our body is going to resonate very well to vibrations and sound healing. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And that's why I said we'll touch on it a little more in the future, just because we barely got into it. We like to take pick up the phone and talk to our callers as well. So with that being said, again, thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening around the world. We appreciate that. So today's topic today is astrology. And we kind of, so we have soul realignment at the beginning of the month, and then astrology, we're taking on different aspects of astrology each month. And then, of course, the following week would be numerology, and towards the end of the month, we'll have a guest. So we kind of, you know, we like to have some consistency. So today is how the planets impact us with soul sisters, with us. And we know, Anne knows, and I know, and I think you guys even have an understanding, our audience, just like the tuning forks, right, on a vibrational level, planets have a vibrational energy as well. Some not so nice and don't feel so good, right? And so those planets can affect us, right? Go ahead, chime in. I know you got something to say.
Yes, I know. We have, for myself, and I know that this goes for you too, we usually react kind of intense when it comes to Mercury retrograde. And Mercury, because I'm a Gemini, so of course that's my planet too. So it's like something that I laugh nowadays. But the thing is, it's something that we may experience as an interference, that things become chaotic. But there's still room, no matter how it comes to you, to use that to your advantage. So for instance, for me, Mercury retrograde, and for you, it's usually communication that it is for everyone, but also to anything technical, anything with electricity, it's going to make my world a little bit grrr, you know, every once in a while, having troubles with computers, cell phones, anything, you know, that is technology. But there are ways actually to work with it. And now we can talk about that a little bit later on too. Now we have Mars that are affecting us, and how nice is that?
Yeah. Well, guess what planet my sign is? Mine is Mars, so that's just fun for me, right?
Yes.
And Mars. Go ahead, Justin.
That's the planet of the warrior, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we both, thanks.
I'm sorry for laughing, but sometimes it's funny.
Well, I mean, we both get certain planets that affect us, you know, per our birth sign. And Mars,
yes.
You know, Mars seems to be a little angry. I'm not angry, but Mars is kind of giving off a very dominant, aggressive type of anger. And, you know, I've had some people, I'm not going to say who have said, you know, maybe you should let up a little bit on this one or that one. And I can understand why, you know, because I believe I'm feeling a little affected by it. It's more like a little hot-headed and demanding.
Yeah.
So if your birth sign actually falls under this planet, you probably have people telling you, you're being a little demanding, aren't you? Because the aggression, you know, it's not an angry thing. It's just a professionalism. And
yeah.
So it's not an aggression so much for me as it is. I have a lot of issues with those who say they're going to do something or a company you're working with on, it could be anything. I'm just going to use an example. It could be an insurance company, right? And you're
yeah.
dealing with them, or a phone company. And it's so unprofessional, and those who you're dealing with are unprofessional. And so that's kind of, for Mars people, it's really annoying because we expect certain things from certain companies. You know, phone company
yeah.
is a perfect
yeah.
example, right? And
parcels.
Yeah, right, or mail. Oh my God! You
yes.
want, you want, you can get into that. You're welcome to say something.
No, it's okay. Later on. Later on. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I bet
that
Mars has something to do with this. Probably,
you know,
and retrograde Mercury.
Yeah, I mean, combine the two without a doubt. I mean, all of us are affected by retrograde anyways. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I know it doesn't surprise you either. So, yeah, I'm between retrograde, which we were just in June, I think that was like May and June was retrograde, and a lot of us were affected by it. So, you know, we
yeah.
move into that, and then, you know, just as we're coming out of that with electronics and things not working right, then Mars pops up its ugly head, you know, soon after, and has this nice
yeah.
little, you know, aggression going on. So, you know, that's always fun, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, I think certain, you know, signs, I'm going to give you, for instance, Cancer signs are a good example. Cancers are really very laid-back people, extremely calm. They take in everything around them. They observe everything. And it really takes a lot for a Cancer person to get mad, you know. And so Cancer, Mars is part, Cancer is part of Mars. They have that in their sign. And for a Cancer person, there's a lot, you know, to have aggression or to have frustration and anger really takes a lot for a Cancer, because it's just not their personality, you know, to get angry or lose their you-know-what on somebody. So,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've seen that with Cancer people, and it's a surprise because they're normally not like that, but that's what Mars is doing. It's affecting a lot of very calm people who normally would be calm,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Something you wanted to add, Sissy?
Actually, it's funny how we connect with. I have my best friend from childhood. Is a Cancer, actually. Of course, now we're not interacting so much, but we used to be very tight when we were younger. And she's very soft as a person. I'm a little bit, as a Gemini, you know, coming all over the place sometimes.
That's okay. I mean, you know, we each come in, you know, into something with unique skill sets, let's say. We'll call them skill sets. And sometimes, you know, certain times of the year, depending on where the planets are sitting, right? Gustus in the past. Some planets are really slow moving. Don't ask me to tell you which ones off the top of my head. I think Pluto might be a slow moving planet. And so those planets are ones that can affect you for a really long time, the way they move.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the fast moving planets, those are ones where it can come in really quick and leave really quick. So it's not a long time that something's going to affect you. And it also
no,
depends.
No, it's not. And yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it also depends on the birth sign. Go ahead, Sissy.
Yes, it does. But as everything else, because everything is energy, so astrology are energetic vibrations we come here with. And we can always work with it in a way that's more constructive for us than trying to fight it and resist it. I know that I spent a lot of years in the past trying to resist Mercury retrograde. Okay, it doesn't help at all. I can tell everyone, but it's kind of funny, because once you come to the place when you start to realize, okay, this thing or planet, the vibration's coming right now. How can I use it in the best manner? Because if for instance, Mercury retrograde is about communication for most people, right? So it's a good thing maybe to not have those deep and troubling conversations with someone, because it's very likely that we are not maybe being on the same wavelength, so to speak. So we may talk over each other. And if we need to have conversations, then we may think twice to be very clear, so we can kind of get a receipt from the one we're talking to. Did you get this in the way I was intending it to reach you, for instance? So we can always use everything in the best manner ever, because even if we are the ultimate power in our own lives and we are in control, we can only control ourselves. We can't control other circumstances, right? That's what this is all about.
I mean, it's funny, you know, well, maybe not be funny, but you know, those with, let's say, Mars planets, you know, as family and friends, if you've got family and they're all part of Mars, imagine the big family fight that would go on.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything more, but I have. Yes.
Me neither,
I fully understand. I get it.
Yep, same here. So, yeah, that, and then, you know, of course, if you have family who's a little Mars and a little bit of Mercury, that's that's fun. But like you said, Mercury, you know, we're through Mercury as of the end of June, so that's fine. But, you know, you literally, it's kind of funny because you literally went from Mercury, which is the anything electronic, you know, so you're kind of annoyed by electronics. Anything electronics, and then you move into Mars where now you get a little angry. So you can imagine the laptop possibly getting thrown across the room. You know,
I need to make a joke with you. So did you have any wonderful predictions of a soft planet coming our way soon?
I'm hoping and praying for like a water planet. you know, one we can all kind of dive into and see the bottom and enjoy, you know. We can always hope
that
for
would
something
be nice.
Like that, right? But, you know, it's true what you said earlier. You were talking about being affected by Mercury, but you've learned over time that's become a benefit for you rather than not, so to speak. And that's not easy. You know, that's not easy to convert that type of energy to something that feels hard and negative and put it into a positive, you know, use it to your advantage. That's a skill set that takes a lot of time and a lot of work. I think for anybody, you know, with anything in general, and the same with Mars, right? If you're losing your you-know-what on people, it's a good idea to take a breath, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, and do it about 4 times. If you are that birth sign that's affected by Mars, that would be my advice, you know.
But you know, Susie, in general on this path and in life, of course, but on the spiritual path, because we are showing the universe our intention that we are willing to grow, willing to transform, willing to do many things. So that means that we are in a sometimes continuous place of transformation and transition, right?
Right.
So it's not the best way maybe to always be the reacting human.
Yes.
And try to take a step back and figure out what's going on. Because with many things like astrology, that's kind of easy to find and read also. And Sue is quite good at astrology, so I can just give a heads up for her. She's good
Thank
at that.
You.
She can understand the planets and vibrations and everything of that nature. So it's a good way to find out, because it's usually a theme with our birth sign, how we are affected by different planets. And if it's a theme, it's going to come when that planet is active. Sometimes for Mercury, it's a few times every year, actually. I would hope that were every 10 years, but no, it's not. March, I'm not sure about. But we can always, for instance, if we go back to Mercury again, and it's not only electronics, it's all about communication as well. So if we find us in the place where we see that I'm trying to talk to you, but you don't get it, you get angry at me because you don't receive what I'm saying to you in the way I intended to. So we start to have a fight. That is a good, if we know that Mercury's retrograde is going on, that's a good way to, okay, take a step back and breathe. Like you said.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, this week especially, I'm going to kind of tie some of this stuff in with what we're talking about. So when you lose a family member, a close family member, it's a reminder about patience, because certain family members can be shocked, and a lot of hidden angers can surface, and takes a lot of patience to see that and not participate in it, because you feel like you may want to participate. So my advice, quite honestly, would be, like Ann said and I said earlier, would be to just take a few breaths, even, you know, take a step back and observe, because when it's like a party, you have a good party and a bad party. You know, which one do you want to attend? You know, you want to attend the good party. The bad party, you just stand on the outside on the lawn and peek in the windows, right? And watch the arguments occur. And it's not something for me personally, it's not something I want to join in on. And I think it happens with every family. I think there's hidden emotions and some things people carry for a long time. And it tends to surface when things like this happen. When you lose a family member unexpected, you literally can see many, the dynamics of it and the hidden kind of hurts that come to the surface. And then, of course, you throw planets on, right? A planet like Mercury or Mars, you know, it's a big cocktail is what it is. So
yes, it is. And you know
how I tie it in.
We have another planet that we pay attention more, obviously, that's like, you know, the moon. That's also affecting us very much.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
the new moon and full moon and everything of that nature. So there are so many things that are signs that we can tap into so we can understand a little bit more.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's so many directions you can go here, and that's why I love this topic. It's just, you can just really, literally go off of many aspects because there's so much that can affect us. Geez, we talked for a while.
Like usual, right?
Yeah. All right. Hang on, guys. We're going to be there in a minute or two.
Yes. I just have a few announcements to make, okay? It's the bottom of the hour, so I just chime in here. And we love to talk to you. If you haven't called in, there's still room. And you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions or free mini readings live on air or chat with us about anything spiritual or why not today's topic or share a story. Remember only to press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And you can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and text chat with us if you want to in the chat room. On today's show, we are talking about astrology, how the planets impact us. And that's kind of interesting because they are maybe impacting us a little bit more than we usually think about. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And, of course, we are going to have a show next week. Our next upcoming show here next week, Thursday, July 15th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, will be talking about numerology, plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we are always on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. That was a long one. I'm sorry for that. I'm trying to change that at some point here. You can also keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And of course, on YouTube, just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe, and you will keep yourself updated. We are a live calling worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And once again, you can call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show. Now let's get back to the show.
Let's do that. Okay. Just a quick heads up. So I have a deck. I'm not going to do it now, but if we have time, I'll do it later. I had pulled from the Akashic Records today. So that's it's kind of interesting what came up, but I'll come over to our callers because they've been extremely patient waiting for us. So let me grab our first caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi. My name. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you say your name again, please?
My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And
hi, Patricia.
Thank you, ladies. Hi.
Hi,
thank
Patricia.
You for taking
welcome.
My call.
Sure.
Thank
we're
you.
Doing... Oh, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm not really sure. I've had a question in mind. I wanted to ask about my dreams because I've been having these vivid dreams, and I have started journaling the dreams. I just
nice.
Want to know what spirit is trying to tell me. Because some if I don't wake up from the dream and journal it that morning, I could remember some of it, but not
right.
all of it. So I do try to wake on up
right
as much as I can and then fall back to sleep. But
right.
I would just like to know what spirit is trying to tell me, because these dreams are pretty much covering
vivid.
Yeah, my life and
wow.
Things that has probably happened, relationships. Some have a past relationship partners, and
right.
And then there's
and
a baby
been in them?
That
and they've been
yes,
in a dream,
and I've been in, yes, and
hmm.
then at one point when they first started, I always had a baby with me, no matter what. I was either running with the baby
oh.
or I was running from something with the baby.
Right.
It was always a baby, and now I don't have that baby anymore. But
in the dream,
yeah, it's just
me.
Yeah, right. I don't dream with the baby anymore. But initially, when it all started, for a while, I had that baby. And then at some point I had twin babies. I was like, oh my God, I have two babies I need to watch out for.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you've journaled all of this then, right?
Yes, as much as I
okay.
can. Some nights
right.
I can't, you know, I don't wake up. So in the morning I try to remember as much as I can, but it's nothing like waking up out of that dream and then
yeah.
writing everything because I
yeah.
remember it. Yeah,
of
so
course.
I just want to know what spirit is trying to tell me.
I've got some good news, actually.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing I heard was grandmother.
Yes,
grandma.
I love her. She always comes. Mom, grandma
No.
Comes.
Hang on. It is her telling you that this is coming for you. That
okay.
you're going to be a grandma. Are you already a grandma?
I'm already a grandmother to two.
Well,
so hopefully that.
There
that's
could
it.
Be twins. There could be twins coming, you know, because you've had this consecutive dream with 1-1-1. Then 2 came in, right? And then did it go back
yes.
to 1 again?
I think after the 2, because it was the 1 for so long,
yeah.
after the 2, then there was no more dreams with the baby. It was just other dreams of, you know, maybe exes or just things in the past. Some of the dreams I just couldn't even understand. I can remember one, I was so glad to get out of it, and it was just a dream. I woke up thanking God, like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. That was just a dream. So, but the baby dreams.
Those are scary ones, right?
Yes. And it's so, I just, it's so many. I'm trying to keep up, but they are so vivid.
Oh, nice. Okay, so how I know Anne wants to chime in too, so I'm going to shush because I've got so many things I want to say, but I want Ann to chime in. Too.
Okay.
Sissy, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Ann.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Patricia. Hi. And, you know, vivid dreams are one of my favorites because it's, for me, that means that they are very special. We sometimes, I don't remember just like you. So if I don't note or write it down when I wake up, I will maybe forget some of it. But in essence, it doesn't really matter because usually those dreams are, they give us a meeting while we are sleeping. And why do we have meetings with spirits? It doesn't always have to be someone who transitioned over. It can be people who are still in this lifetime, but we meet on a soul level in a different dimension and vibration because we are relaxed. So people we are very connected to. Sometimes they bring us messages. The messages can be very metaphorical. So it's difficult sometimes to understand at once. But in I think this is important to remember, too. It's not always, if we don't get it at once, it doesn't really matter. It's going to make sense in some time, and it's going to come more. And reason is because when we talk, spirit can hear us. And even with energetic cords, someone else still present in this world with us can grasp things, but it's going to be on an energetic level. And it's like it's spoken and they feel it somehow unconsciously, but maybe they don't put their attention to it because they don't really understand what's going on. But anyway, so when spirit tries to talk to us back, it comes usually in other ways. So it can be signs, it can be numbers, it can be dreams like you have. It's very usual because we're very relaxed. And my sense is that Sue is absolutely on track here and they want to give you some good news and just go with it and follow the flow because it feels like this is, first of all, number one, that stands for new beginning. That's a little bit obvious, right? Starting off. And yes. Two, like you saw two babies. Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be somewhere it's two babies. It can be metaphorical. If it's metaphorical, that would mean that you had one baby first, something that you were giving birth to. Could be something in your life. Two babies, it means that you are proceeding. If the baby that shows in the dream in a metaphorical way shows as an adult, it means that you have progressed a little bit on your path. But I feel this is more like the grandmother thing, like Sue said. I don't know if anything of this makes sense to you.
I am the new beginning, definitely, because I am I've been on this journey of new beginnings. And yes, numbers, I have been seeing the numbers, the ones, the twos, five, and 12, and 10, and so I have been seeing all the different numbers also along with the dream. So, yes, it does resonate, the new beginning.
Nice. That's really nice. I'm excited for you because, okay, so I won't stay on much longer because we have other callers, but let me kind of try to wrap it up. So for me, this feels like either two children, two pregnancies, okay? Most people would say twins, right? This feels like two women rubbing their bellies against each other, like the timing is going to be, you know, at the same time. So it's not really a twin. It's a twin in the aspect that it's, you know, you see two, but then you keep dreaming one individual. So for how I interpret this is two adults pregnant at the same time. They'll be very close in the time of giving birth, very close in the time, of course, conceiving. So that's where I think the twin is coming in, is that it's two pregnancies. which is nothing but joy.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I should have mentioned that I am a twin, and then I have two sets of twins.
I don't know
if that could have anything to do with it.
It could. You know, like I said, it's literally two different women, and they're definitely women. And it almost feels like, to be quite honest, because of the lineage of your family, you know, the twin lineage, this feels to me, and I can't prove it, it just feels as if these two energetically have been with each other before. So they were twins of one, right? And now they're twins from two different moms. Does that make sense? It's like the soul is saying, okay, we've been here. We've actually come in as twins before. And now we're just going to have two different moms. I think they're actually hovering around the moms right now. It's kind of what I think. Are you picking up on that too, Sissy? The energy of babies hovering around moms.
Yes.
Patricia, I'm telling you, you're going to call us back here in a couple weeks, and I'm so excited for you. All the babies, all the grandbabies at Christmas time, and there's going to be a lot of joy. I see a lot of joy.
Can you feel
that joy?
Yes.
Okay. Call us back when you, well, you can call back anytime, you know that, but... Call us back to confirm that one. I'm kind of excited for you.
I would definitely be calling you ladies back. Thank you so much. I love
you both. We
continue
love you
to stay
too.
Safe. Many blessings.
We love you too.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you
Thank
too,
you
Patricia.
So much.
We'll talk
blessings.
Soon. Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's amazing, Sissy. That is an amazing one. I love that.
Yes.
Okay. Ready for our next call? Okay.
Yes. Shoot.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Pamela. I'm calling from Michigan.
Pamela, welcome. Michigan,
well, thank you.
Hi,
Pamela. Welcome.
Hi.
How's it going up there in Michigan, up in the Great Lakes area?
Well, it's gorgeous as always. We're the coldest state in the country right now, up north, in the 50s.
Oh, what's the temp?
Up north, it's like 55.
Oh, holy cow. You guys are so lucky right now.
But that's where I am, it's like, 69, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
what can we do for you?
I was fascinated by the topic of your show because I'm a Cancer.
Nice.
And everything you said was true.
Yeah. I had a feeling someone here was a Cancer. I had this funny feeling we'd be talking to a Cancer.
But you know, I have been, this has been going on for longer than what you said, though. I think with the COVID thing and everything, everybody's a little on edge. But my intuition seems to be affected. Like I can't quite feel my gut sense as well as I used to.
Right. And it's just temporary. It's just temporary. It's kind of like Mercury, what Ann and I were talking about earlier. Mercury, you know, tends to affect Ann because of the Gemini, right? And this is just a temporary thing. Mars is affecting you. It's affecting me too. Not so much at that level, but at different levels. So I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, if you have some acceptance, just accept it that it is what it is at the moment. You know, it's like, you know, we have intentions to do something or go somewhere, and all of a sudden the car doesn't start because the battery's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, come on, I'm on the clock and I've got this to do and that to do. You know, you have a schedule.
Right.
And so feels like that, so it's more like It's more like a mosquito bite. You got to keep scratching.
Well, it's a little off. It makes me feel a little off because I just had a major life change. I was let go from a job.
Oh.
And I was not given a reason. I went from valued employee to bye.
Yep.
And
I
mean, I have my suspicions about the reasons, and I think there was a lot of lying going on and jealousy. Mm. But I do have a coworker I'm very, very close with, and both of us have been affected by this. She's still there, and I have not heard from her. And I think she's probably
been in that space.
She probably was told, well, she does the payroll and everything, so she was probably told not to be in touch with me until unemployment goes through and everything. But I just, I mean, my intuition is so scattered, and I just feel a little bit, because I don't know the situation, I don't know if she was involved.
Oh, gotcha. So the dynamics is not that good, huh?
Well,
it's a coworker friend. Type of thing.
No, we became very close friends.
But she's not talking to you now?
She hasn't, well, not. I don't think you're supposed to once somebody's let go.
Hmm.
Until they start getting unemployment. I mean, it's a legal firm, so it's even more, you know, somebody could sue somebody. And.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, I've got something going on here, and there's a lot of dynamics with this. So all I can do is summarize. If you want more information, please, you know, contact me after the show. Go to schoolsofthesoul.com and /Sue, because I feel like there's a lot more I can tell you here, but I'm going to summarize it. There's a lot of moving parts, right? And I know you know that. And I've got to just ask this question, and you tell me yes or no. Is there suspicion of funds being shifted or moved around? Is there some type of suspicion?
No.
And you're sure about that because
absolutely.
This is a You were fired.
I don't have any way of getting to those things. So
right. It's just
I have no access. Absolutely no access.
No, and I'm not, this isn't accusatory in any way. This is more about what I'm seeing, and that's why we've got to further this. It's too much for me to get into, but I really this wasn't nice. You're being fired, and there's no you're let go. There's really a misjudgment of character, and I'm afraid they made a mistake. Okay.
Well, they very much did. There was a new person hired who really really started yelling at me. In front of people, and I had to basically calm her down.
Is this person younger than you but has the authority?
No, she just was there 5 days.
Just
and it's funny
tired,
because I was there a year and a half, and I was calming her down, and I was the one to get fired.
Yeah, this person, to me, like I said, I can't get into it much. This person has something to do with it. You being let go. This is a lot of drama energy.
Yes. I'm
right?
afraid so. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like I feel like I'm in a toilet bowl spinning. That's how much drama. Is this a young person, younger than you, young adult?
I'm not young, and she's
no,
not either,
person.
But she's younger than me.
Okay.
I wouldn't call her a young adult. She's probably like in her 40s.
I feel young, you know, so it could be, it's the energy of like a teenager who can't stop flabbing about
other
people.
Oh, she's way too old to be acting that way. Yes, definitely.
Right. Like I said, I got a lot more to tell you, but I'm going to move it over to Anne. If you want to know more, please contact me because there's a lot here. And it's drama.
That sounds right.
Okay. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Hi, Pamela. Anne here.
Hi.
So,
hi.
Yeah, I feel that there are some sneaky things going on there, but it's not, you haven't done anything wrong, but sometimes, you know, it's like you have had the blame part because they don't want to open their eyes enough to see what's going on. And when it comes to that teenager feeling, my sense is that this lady probably is acting in a manner that is like a teenager, not in a mature
immature
way. And immature. So I don't mean to judge anything here. It just feels like there is something that have been going on that you are probably not aware about. And as Sue said, you can connect with her and she can tell you if you want that. But it feels like there is a healing coming for you here in the future. So even if this is very uncomfortable, you don't need to think too much about it. It's not going to be bad for you. It's not going to be affecting you. And somehow it feels like there is justice some time ahead here. I can't really say when, because it feels to be some time ahead. And that's a good thing. So what I'm hearing for you is a situation and something that happened that is troubling you. Everything of this nature will come to an end. It will close the circle, and then you will have some justice about it. I can't really say when. So but I see a lot of healing, and that's a good thing. And sometimes we can feel very off because we don't really know, we don't understand, and we don't get the answers on the physical level here on this plane. But you're going to get your answer, and you will have clarity in some time here. Does that
make sense? Was concerned about my friend. She witnessed this other girl, the new hire, and my friend was crying very hard at her lunch break the day she was told earlier, from what I could tell, but she wasn't supposed to say a word. But I I doubt she was involved in it, but I don't know if we're going to be friends going forward. I wish we would.
Okay. I can have a little bit of a look here. My senses tells me that you may be, but not, it's going to take time if you come to that point. And of course, because we have free will, we can resolve things between us, but that needs some willingness, and I don't see the willingness right now. The energy I'm getting is to just kind of walk away from it, not knowing really what to do. And now I feel maybe being a little bit embarrassed too. So I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know which way is up. I mean, I know everything's very secretive there, and he has fired so many people. And anytime anybody's fired, nobody's supposed to speak to them for at least three weeks. And
this guy, this person, okay, I'm just going to say person, has had something with the business undermined. This, like I said, Pam, if you want, Pam, I'm calling you Pam, it's Pamela. If you want to know more, please contact me. I have so much to tell you. if you're looking to hire someone, okay, because I want to tell you why you were fired.
Okay.
So if you want to know, get a hold of me.
What is that website again?
ScrollsOfTheSoul.com/Sue.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like this boss, to be quite honest, but he's had a lot of, I think someone was undermining him at one time, and now people get fired because he has no trust. Something happened. Something happened, definitely, and I can see it, but it's another thing I don't want to get into over the air. I can tell you in a reading, I mean, I already got it all. It's all there in the the memory hole.
Okay.
So, yeah, get
you're
a hold
You're
going to
put
me.
It in a box for me, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. And I'm like, I'm kind of fascinated by this and a little perturbed for you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. You know, you get a hold of me, we'll talk more, okay?
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your input.
Yeah, not a problem. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay, Sissy. Ready for our next caller?
Yes,
we're just stacked here. Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
I'm better. How are y'all?
Oh, good. What do you mean by that, better?
Well, I just feel that the whole summer I've been waiting for something to happen, and I haven't had a chance to do anything for myself. And I just I don't know how to change my mindset.
Oh.
I've just been a little disappointed because I'm waiting
Got
for
it.
Something to happen. And I just haven't had the oomph to do anything else. I know I shouldn't be
and
this
stuck,
way.
Stuck, right?
Yeah.
Stuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, this sounds more... It sounds more like it's not something we can really resolve over the air, but I'm going to actually have Sam. Geez, I'm brain farting today. Ask Anne to chime in. I'm stumbling over my words.
Did you call me? Did you
Sam,
just call
yeah,
me
went,
something
Sam.
Else? I'm just kidding you.
I'm stumbling over my words. I've got a lot to say, and I just don't want to blurt it out. So, I'll see if what you have to add, Missy.
Yes. So you have been feeling stuck, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Very welcome.
Yes.
And
I feel like that, you know, I'm waiting on something to happen, and it has, and I understand the divine timing, but I desire to be positive, but it's just not, I don't know.
I have to ask you, is this something about romance, relationship with someone on your mind,
no,
or is it for practical?
This is for fear. It has practical.
This
doesn't have anything to do with romance. This is, I've taught for 17 years. I do not want to go back to the classroom. And I know I'm suited for something in leadership.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Didn't you get this job? Just a quick question.
No, I haven't heard anything back.
Oh, what the hell?
It's been like 9 days since I've heard from them.
Okay. Sorry, Sissy. Go ahead.
So, Kimberly, it feels like the energy that have been, you know, sometimes the energies can feel like we're really stuck. We don't move forward. And it's not always because, I mean, on a personal level, it can be, we have been living also in a weird time for a very long time. And of course, like everything else, as sensitives, we are going to experience that we are interfered with this. So it feels like having to do with that on a big scale, on a worldly scale, so to speak. But my sense is that the energy around you is about to change. There's only one thing left, and that's coming up like something, if there's someone here you feel have ever tried to stop you from proceeding forward, if there's anyone, that energy is still a little bit present. I don't know if that's a male person or a female. I feel it's a male person. It can be something from the past, but it's something that's still present around you. I don't know if that makes sense. So when it comes to challenges, I don't feel that there will be anything more. Just have a look at that and proceed forward without focusing and putting your attention on the thing. If anyone said something, if there's a sense for you that there's something, just be confident and continue, because I do feel that there are ways for you to come to the place you want to be. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
You know,
so,
go ahead, Sissy.
Go ahead, Sissy.
Sorry.
No,
you
go
know,
ahead.
Geez, Kimberly. There's something, you know, with this job, there. I don't understand it, because you were, there were those two people battling for this, okay? Two people specifically. And you were supposed to be hired for this, so I don't know what's going on. Has anyone been hired for this? I'm trying to kind of tap into it. Did someone end up getting hired and not you? Kimberly?
Are you asking me?
Job,
no,
the one you...
No, they haven't responded. That's what bothers me.
Right.
I so respect companies that let me know they went with someone else. Nothing. This is the second company that has done me like
Jeez.
This.
I'm, you know, we were just talking about this earlier. I don't know if you were listening or not, but Anna, you know, about professionalism, that really goats at me when, you know, like you said, even if you're not hired, inform you, right? But I'm telling you right now, this is your job. I don't know the delay. It, like I said before, it feels like there's two people kind of going back and forth to decision makers, right? And this is unprofessional. This, it's kind of like, are these young adults making a decision for you? Because this is what it seems like, two immature adults back and forth, kind of stuck.
Okay.
Is it a young adult or two younger adults?
Only, when I was interviewed, there was only one guy that I knew was younger than me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about the other two. It was just one. The other two looked like they might have been a little bit older than me.
I'm telling you, I've got young. It feels really bratty to me. Whoever the decision makers, the final decision makers, if it moves up the chain, right? If it goes beyond who you're talking about, this is what it feels like to me. That's all I can say. And they're really kind of bratty energy. It's the best.
Okay.
I know you got the job, so I don't know what the heck the problem is. And I can't, I'm short on time, so I can't go into it. You know, if it's something you want to further, you know where to find us, either Ann or
right.
myself, you know. We can,
right.
I can further, or Ann can further this, so either one of us can. Okay?
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. honey. Relax. Breathe. Breathe like we were talking about. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe.
There's a wonderful energy change, so focus on that, and don't let this, because there is something interfering, and it can be something in the present, like Sue says, or it can be something that's connected from something else, but don't
Mars.
Let that stop you. Keep on.
It's Mars.
Yeah, I
know?
I hope it's not Mars.
Yeah. It could be. I mean, it's affecting a lot of people, so it wouldn't surprise me. If the decision makers are both under that planet, let's say you have a Capricorn and a Libra as a hypothetical, that wouldn't surprise me. They're butting heads right now. So the faith. Keep the faith, Kimberly. I know it's not easy. Keep the faith. Get a hold of Ann or myself if you want to know more.
Okay. All right.
All right,
thank
honey.
You.
We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck. Thank you, Kimberly. Bye.
Okay. I think we have time for one more caller, Sissy. Yes. All right. Hello, caller. What's
Hello?
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, this is Donna. I'm in California.
Hi,
Santa
Donna.
Barbara.
Welcome.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Yeah, I have a question. I look after a fellow 12 hours a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. And he's blind. His name is Pete. And I've known him for over a year, I guess. And he told me that he's going to be leaving me in the will. And will he follow through with this? Because I had one experience about 8 years ago, and the person said this, and then he never fell through with it. But, yeah.
This is a very rich man, right?
Yes, he is rich, yeah. He doesn't have any kids. He has a woman that he's known for 10 years. Not real serious about her, but he pays her to pay the bills and stuff like that. And then he has one brother who's a billionaire, and he lives in New York.
Right. Well, I get a little mischievous here. And I think picking up on it, quite honestly.
Well, I don't know what you mean. He's just a friend. I take care of him. I take him out to lunch. I don't
right,
have to.
And you're, no. I don't, you know, mischievous is kind of a very all-encompassing big word, could mean anything, right? Just some, that's what's coming through. The one word and it says mischievous. So, you know, you have to take that which way. I can't really get much more than personality-wise mischievous, you know?
Yeah, no.
Let's see if Dan gets a little more.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm getting that this is... I heard what you said, but it still feels like there is some kind of an emotional connection from his side. I don't know if that's the lady you talked about he knows for 10 years. And I see actually a lot of people here around him. I see a younger person. I see a woman who is supposedly over 40. I see things that he's probably very well off. But it's like also walking away from something. And it feels like maybe there are other people actually coming in here and trying to do what they feel is right for them. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I'm sorry to say it. So it feels like something with a judgment. It doesn't mean that we judge or anything, but it's more like maybe there are other people who are having interest here. Maybe those who feel that they are more connected, even though they haven't been so much around him lately. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, it's just the girlfriend and I that take care of him. That's all. Yeah. He doesn't have any other visitors or anything like that. It's just us two. You know, I take him out to lunch. I play music for him. I take him for walks. I read to him. Things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm more thinking like, as it feels for me, like there are other people in his family, but he may not be connected to them. But that day, maybe they will remember him. Does that make sense? So maybe they are, it feels like there will be some kind of an interference. Of course, I can be off, but it's only trying to tell you what I get.
He's 75, and he has an older brother who's a billionaire. He doesn't really need any money. And, and the girlfriend as well. She's very wealthy. So I don't know.
Know.
And then he said he spoke to his lawyer, whatever that meant. I don't know if that was pertaining to me. And then he said his brother said to say hi to me. And, you know, so I don't know if he had a call with the brother and the lawyer. I don't know. You know?
Okay. So I hope it's okay. Let's ask Sue. Sue, do you get anything around this? Maybe better than I have?
this is, you know, looking at the clock, Sissy, because we're running out of time and there's no...
Oh, okay.
I can't get into it too much. I am, but it would just be, you'd have to go to Ann or myself on the website if you would like further information, just because there's a lot of dynamics with this as well. The brother, it's just right now, I don't even want to get into that, to be quite honest. It suggests you contact Ann or myself if you'd like anything extensive, you know, a little more. There's a lot of information here, so, you know, just make the call if you want to.
It doesn't sound too positive, though.
Well,
as far as you're concerned,
more,
it doesn't
yeah,
sound
if you want
positive.
More information.
Yeah.
I would definitely get them. Yeah.
I don't want to hear any bad news. Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying bad news. I'm saying I'm out of time, so I can't really, you know, I'll get kicked off of my program if I continue, you know, go down reading more. But the bottom line is, you know, I can't give any more at this moment. You're welcome to call back next week. You know that because we're on every week, same time. Try to get in earlier. You know, if you don't want a paid reading, try to get in
a little bit
earlier.
My call was dropped. Yeah, I think I was the first one on.
Yeah, oh, geez, really hate when that happens.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
geez.
Well, thank you, and you too have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. You too.
And you
thank
too, Donna.
You.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Sissy. I see we've got 13. You want to grab one more real quick and make it a small? Small?
Yes.
Age?
We have to be very fast. Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mandy. Welcome. What can we do
Thank
for you?
Hi, Mandy.
Yes, I was calling to see if you saw or any insight as far as a residential move this month for me.
6 weeks I got. Next 6 weeks.
Okay.
Are you still staying in Pennsylvania?
Excuse me?
Are you still staying in the state that you're in? Because I still see it as where you're at. Not moving
yeah, as
far.
Far, I do have I'm staying in the same state, semi-locally. But you're saying, again, within 6 weeks or not until 6 weeks? I'm sorry, my
within
phone is cutting
6 weeks.
Out.
It's probably closer to me like it's towards the end of the 6 weeks. 6 weeks is when
okay.
things start to move for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna have Ann ask Ann to chime in. I'm just looking at the time here, so.
Okay. No, I appreciate that.
Lucy.
Hi. Yes. Hi, Mandy. So.
Hi,
I'm
honey.
Here, and it feels like there will be quite a lot of action going on when it comes to moving, and that's a good sign. And it feels also like you are. If you have found anything right now, or if you haven't, you're going to be able to find. It feels like the speed when it comes to everything coming to full circle, I mean, move and everything, feels to be quite fast. So, yes, I would say a few weeks too. That's what I'm... So Sue said 6. It feels like very much to be able to happen. And this seems to be something that you have been longing for. It's something that's coming from within you. You want to do this, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be wonderful. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'll definitely claim that. I'm just a little shocked with the date. I was originally supposed to be out where I'm currently at on the 5th of this month. And I'm still here, but nobody's knocking at my door or calling me or haven't sent me anything yet. So it's like, patiently waiting.
Yeah.
Just like we have talked about before, it feels like it's connected to, because this summer, even if the weirdness of the world kind of starting to go away and things are being more back to normal. The planets have been a little bit usual. So we had, as we talked about, Mercury retrograde that ended sometime in the end of June. And now we have March. So those are both very strong planets. So I feel that it's probably connected to something energetically, why it's a little bit strange. But it feels like this is coming to a place when you can see this happen. And it's not going to be a bad thing. It feels to be something that's going to fill you with joy in the end. It's going to feel positive.
Okay, great. That's what I'm hoping for, most definitely. I just haven't felt 100% about any place that I went to look at, so that's what's making me feel uneasy, and that's why I'm still, you know, here.
Was there, could I ask a question? Was one property in particular that kind of stood out, but there might be a little bit of real estate agent issues? I don't know. I've got agents getting in the way of property. So there's something with a property you were interested in, but there's some agents. I don't know, like the agents are almost as if the agents want the property. Have you had something
Nothing that I can really think of, unless, you know, something behind the scenes, obviously, that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, there's, okay, so there is a property you would be interested in, but really haven't heard back on.
Okay.
There is one?
No, there isn't. I'm just saying, hearing you. No, I'm thinking, no, I've had contact with everyone, like I said, unless there's something behind my back, again, with an agent that I'm unaware of.
Yeah, there's something with a couple agents, and it's not that it's a bad thing, but it's as if this one property, it looks like it's a really nice piece of land, as if they might bid for it. I don't know. I think it's something you've looked at. I think it's something you've actually seen. This I'm talking now. It's right now happening.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain as you're speaking, but I can't think of anything that I looked at in the physical that, you know, has a realtor. The rentals that I looked at, they were all, you know, self-owned.
Yeah, I know that, I understand that, but there's going to be agents involved here, okay? Because for whatever reason, the property's not going, maybe they're not, they need assistance, right?
Okay.
So they get that assistance, and then a seller and a buyer both, you know, have an agent, and it's the agents who are like, oh, I like this. So, you know, it feels like agents are involved here. Ultimately, the property, I believe, would be yours. Okay? It's just, you know, they have more of an ability, you know, to purchase properties. But
well, most definitely.
Going to be yours. So that's why I say 6 weeks, because I'm over here going, wait a minute, what the hell? This is agents. I can feel real estate agents.
Yeah, and you're like saying 6 weeks, and I'm thinking maybe she really means 6 days. Because like I said, where I'm at, there's probably 175 townhouses, and there's probably at the most only a dozen families left in the community where I'm at. Because they're demoing it and rebuilding.
Nope. This is not 6 days. This is 6 weeks. I know.
Okay.
I know when I'm, what I'm being
every
told.
Every time I hear a car or somebody knock, I'm thinking, is that somebody coming to evict me?
Nope.
I mean, I'm scared to death.
Nope. It's a six-week thing. You got time. Breathe through the nose, out through the mouth. You got time.
Okay. Okay.
And I have to wrap it up.
I thank you for your time, both of you.
Thank you. Have a Thank good
you.
Day. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you, too. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, sissy.
Bye.
Sorry, but I looked at the clock, so, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And on today's show, we started off with talking about astrology, how the planets impact us. And that's a really intriguing topic, actually, because there are many planets out there. And this summer, we have two very strong ones that we have been dealing with. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, July 15th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. And we will be talking about numerology. That's another one of our passions, numbers. Numerology, angel numbers, numbers in general. Plus, of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past, scrollsofthesoul.com/past, and you can keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And of course, you can go to YouTube, search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and check us out. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. So thank you, everybody. Sissy, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Thank you for always entrusting your questions with us. We're always honored by that, and we feel quite blessed. So thank you, everyone. With that being said, just a shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes, so thank you, everyone. And I say love, life, peace, and joy to you all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.